This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Greg gets some questions from great viewers out there. Here you go. This is from David Kramer. Actually, I want to finish. Let's do this one because this one's good. This one's deep.
Okay.
This might be the most profound thing we've talked about on this show.
Okay. Great.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I am.
Because you and profound don't always go together.
No.
Fans can't seem to understand what a championship means to an athlete, but Mark, can an athlete truly understand what a championship means to fans?
What a championship means to the fans in the city.
Yeah.
You know, as a player, I don't think you really understand it. Your focus is so myopic on the task at hand that you really live in, you know, with these horse blinders on. And you don't think about what it means to the fans because you're so busy chasing a championship for your team. And so I don't think you really have that understanding of what fans, the investment they make. You just don't. I didn't. And, you know, they live and breathe and die with every win and every loss. You don't as a player. It hurts. Losing hurts. But you move on, you play the next game, and you try to, you know, and there's so many, hey, man, I'm trying to stay healthy enough, and I'm trying to rehab this knee, and I'm trying to play at a high level. And you don't have that. And oftentimes you just don't have the history. Hey, I wasn't here for the losses. So, you know, like Sean Payton said, ain't my hump. Like, you don't have that. But I'll tell you where you start to understand it, when you're done and you've retired. And one of the things that happened to me when I decided to hang it up and retire, I started getting reflective. And one of the big things that I realized, and I kind of broke down, I was up in Alaska. And I was getting honored and, you know, and jersey retired or whatever it was, right? Key to the city, I don't know. But I started talking about kind of my career and thanking my parents and my wife and my kids. And I was so, again, myopic in what I was doing, so tunnel vision in what I had to do, that I started thinking about while I was talking, what I put my parents through. What I put my wife through. I had 29 surgeries. I was beat to a pulp. I was in a hospital. You know, I was playing on Sunday, limping to a hospital room Monday morning, having surgery, and being back on the field on Sunday. And, you know, and didn't ever think about what they were thinking. Didn't ever think about, you know, being on the field and getting hurt and having my mom and dad watching. Never crossed my mind. And so you start to think and reflect on those things after retirement. You're like, oh, shoot, man. Mm-hmm. And you start thinking about, like, even to this day, how many people when I'm out and about in Denver will come to me and go, dude, I'll tell you where I was. I was, you know, I was 9 years old, and I was watching with my dad, and he was a diehard Bronco fan. And it was like, you know, it was his dying wish for you guys to win something. When you guys won, it was the happiest I'd ever seen. Like they're telling you their stories. Mm-hmm. And you go, whoa. Like, I didn't really think about it as a player.
I think end of the day, you know, for us as fans, it's a passion. End of the day, for you guys, it's a job.
Yeah, it's a job. You're always passionate about playing football, right? It's, as I say, there's a line from one of my favorite bands, The Alarm. It's the lifeblood that courses through my veins.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
But at the same time, I don't have that same connection, yeah, that same history with that city, you know? And so I don't, but I've grown to respect it and to understand it and to really, you know, to really embrace it.
One more question that comes in. Mark, what is the most underrated position in football today?
I'm going to say probably tight end.
Hmm.
And I think
underrated.
It's underrated. It's underrated from the fact that I don't think most people understand how difficult and the level of comprehension that you have to have. So you have to have the understanding of protection and offensive line play and run scheme and you know, and protection schemes, right? You got to be able to do that. You got to be able to understand that sometimes you're the Y, sometimes you're the F, sometimes the F can be a backside tight end, but sometimes the F can be split out and be, you know, actually you're playing more of a receiver role, right? And that's the guy that's going to shift in motion and change strengths and do all those things. So I think next to the quarterback, Mike, there's probably more responsibility from a knowledge standpoint at the tight end position in the National Football League right now than any other position. And so you've got to be full-time blocker, full-time pass catcher. You know, you've got to play almost like a quarterback in some to some degree. So I think that's probably one of the most undervalued or misunderstood positions in football.
Sounds like what I'm hearing is that besides the quarterback, tight ends are the second most intelligent players on the football team.
No. They have the second most responsibility.
That's what I heard.
They're the third smartest players on the football team.
Behind?
Well, O-line, then
this
a notch
guy.
Below QB.
This guy.
QB, and then it goes tight. Oh, yeah, it's the QB. Okay, if the guy plays down, throw it over his head. If the guy plays deep, throw it under. Oh, it's so hard. You guys couldn't understand it. So sick.
Sometimes, folks, it's too easy.
I hate quarterbacks.
It's too easy sometimes.
I hate
them. It's too easy.